Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone. This is Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center on 96.9 The Game. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. Man, do we have a show for you. In a matter of about 30 seconds, I'm going to be joined by the great Penny Hardaway, who is in Central Florida and being inducted into the Magic Hall of Fame here today. It happened about, an hour and a half ago. Penny Hardaway talking to the media and letting everyone know how much he enjoyed being a member of the Magic Hall of Fame. So with that being said, we'll take a couple of minutes and chat with Penny. The Magic are hosting the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight. Their all-star, Giannis Antetokounmpo, in the building here. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. The inaugural Magic Hall of Fame class was Pat Williams and Nick Anderson. Then it was the great Shaquille O'Neal. And then it was Mr. DeVos last year going into the Magic Hall of Fame. This year, it'll be a one, Penny Hardaway. And without further ado, let's bring in the man of the hour, the man of the day. He is Penny Hardaway, who, of course, played six seasons here in City Beautiful and today inducted into the Orlando Magic Hall of Fame. Kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here on Magic Drive Time. And Penny, first of all, let me congratulate you on being back in Orlando, going into the Magic Hall of Fame, and get your thoughts on what today meant to you, Penny.
Yeah, no, thanks. I really appreciate it. It's always good coming back to Orlando. Always bringing back good memories every time I step off that plane, you know, from when I first came in for the first workout until the day I walked in after I got drafted. So today, to me, it means a lot because I'm being recognized by a great organization. It just, like I said, the teams, the memories, everything comes into play, man. It's just an honor to be in the Magic Hall of Fame.
You know what the best thing is, Penny? Everybody has a memory of you that they hold dear. Everybody, fans, when they watched you play, and fans that came after, didn't get to see you live, but watched it after. Well, what are your favorite memories when you think back on your time here?
Well, my favorite memories are when we win the championships. You know, we win the Eastern Conference championships, and we're battling the New Yorks and the Indianas and the Bulls. Those memories. And then when we close down the Garden, the Boston Garden, the last game that they played there. Those memories hold near and dear to my heart because we were making history as we were going on.
Speaking with Penny Hardaway, who today went into the Magic Hall of Fame, had a chance to talk to Richie Adubato yesterday. Make sure you block off about 2-3 hours when he sees you.
I agree.
He's going to want to catch up with you. But he brought up a conversation that he and you had prior to Game 3 of the 1997 playoffs. Obviously, the history speaks for itself. You had the 240-plus point games and then go down to Miami and lose that heartbreaker in Game 5. But can you recall that conversation, what changed in Games 3, 4, and 5, and what you remember about that series?
Well, I mean, he told me I needed to score more. I was an unselfish player, as everybody knew. I didn't have a selfish mindset where I had to go out and shoot every ball and it felt like we had to win. I felt like I could still get everybody else involved and still win the game. And he was like, look, we need more. You know, we need you to do more. And I went in with a different mindset. And like you said, that came about with the 40-plus points back-to-back games. And, you know, the rest is history. Like you said, we lost a really tough game. I remember Tim Hardaway hitting a huge three against us.
Yep.
And Darrell Armstrong had unbelievable defense. It was their time. It wasn't my time. So, yeah, Richie was definitely a motivator. Said, I need you to bring the best of you to the games and don't hold back. And I didn't hold back. And my teammates, you know, allowed me to play the way that I played. And we got those two big victories at home.
And then, Penny, did something just click for you? You were obviously in a zone. You were unstoppable. What clicked? What changed? How were you able to get yourself in that mindset instead of facilitating and trying to get others going?
Well, two things happened. As you know, Ronnie Cicely broke his foot. So when Ronnie broke his foot, it was like, okay, I know I have to take over now because that was scoring.
Right.
And then I actually came into the game with that mindset of, you know, they had a huge lead on us early in games 1 and 2, and we got blown out in those first two games. And I was like, we can't let that happen at home. And then third game, they come and have us down 12 to 15 points again. And I was like, you know, I don't want to get swept. I don't want to go out letting those guys, you know, celebrate on our floor.
Right.
And it just kicked in.
Speaking with Penny Hardaway today, going into the Magic Hall of Fame, and we're honored to have him on Magic Drive Time. He'll also be on the telecast, Fox Sports Florida, sitting down with Jeff Turner and David Steele. One thing Jeff Turner always talks about Penny, number one, he can't wait for story time, by the way, with Penny Hardaway. So I'll tell you that right now.
Always been my favorite. Jeff, first-class guy.
He sure is. Do you have, well, first of all, do you have a quick story? What's a story that you think he'll love to hear that you'll be able to give us a sample of before you tell it on the telecast?
Well, the one thing Jeff and I always used to laugh about was every time we'd come back into town, the arena would play the Boards Are Back in Town, and he and I would get a kick out of that every time. We just thought that was hilarious where they would play the song, The Boards Are Back in Town. So when we would reminisce on that, it'll be a good laugh. It was just something that he and I just laughed about.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, he always mentions your basketball IQ. By far the smartest player he said he was ever around. And I think I've heard you mention it before. Penny, this game came easy to you, didn't it? You didn't. I know you've worked incredibly hard at it and honing your craft, but you always had that ability, that uncanny God-given talent.
Yeah, I thank God for that. I've had that at a very age, and it just stuck with me as I went along. And when you play with players like Jeff, who also have high IQs, then things become a lot easier. You don't have to work as hard. You know, you're thinking ahead of the play. And I've had that my entire life, and I'm so thankful for that because I see in the game today and when I coach kids that it's not as easy as how it was for me, and you have to be more patient. But I'm thankful to have that because when you can play, be ahead of the play or one step ahead, it just gives you that huge advantage.
Do you see that when it was, and I'm sure there were times, Penny, when you're running the break or running an offense and guys aren't where you think they could be to get a basket. That's probably frustrating when they're not at that level with you too.
Oh, absolutely. And then that's when you have to adjust your way of play and put yourselves in a position to make them look better. And that's what happens when you play with players that are not on the same IQ level as you are as far as knowing the game. A lot of athletes that that can still help the teams out that don't know the ins and outs of back doors or, you know, how to get their shot off. You just still have to get creative, more creative to help them out and help their games out.
Penny, Brian Hill always talks about for – when Shaq got hurt for about 23, 24 games to start a season, you were the best player in the entire NBA. And just take us to that mentality. You lose Shaq, but you don't want to lose the season. You want to keep the season on track, and the ball was in your hands, and you were played at an elite level. Just again, you just being able to dig deep and get yourself in that mindset?
Yeah, I guess, it's, you know, when I kind of used the super team is what I called us. As a crutch, because I never went into the zone that I could have gone into. But when a teammate got injured or hurt and Shaq got hurt that year, I knew that I could up my level of scoring and keep the team afloat until Shaq got back. And like you said, for those 23, 24 games, I was leading the league in scoring at one point.
Right.
And
right.
I was playing extremely well. And I just had a rhythm. And like I said, you can't do that without the coaching staff. You can't do that without the teammate. Getting you the ball, calling your play, and then my God-given talent just took over. So, yeah, I really remember that. I was really in a zone for those 23, 24 games.
Speaking with Penny Hardaway today going into the Magic Hall of Fame, I love the story about how you got here. I love the 30 for 30 was fantastic. For those that didn't get to see it, certainly need to track it down. I love how you orchestrated another workout to make sure that they got a good look at you and you just torched everybody in that workout. Can you, for those that haven't heard it, can you take us back to getting another workout, letting everybody see you one more time before the draft, and then really letting them know how badly you wanted to be here?
Absolutely. I came down the first time, and no one met me at the airport. I was just at the airport, and Stuart
Is
Scott,
that right?
God rest his soul, Stuart Scott took me by McDonald's, got me breakfast, and then took me to my hotel. I ended up meeting up with the Magic and went through a workout with the strength and conditioning coach. And I did a really good workout. My numbers were really off the charts from vertical leap to the shuttle. I think David Oliver said I had broken some records or whatever. So I think that kind of sparked their interest at my height being 6'7", and my skill set. And when I went back, I was doing the movie Blue Chips with Shaq at the time.
Right.
And I went back and told Shaq I had a workout, but I don't think they were taking it as serious as they should have. They should let me come back down and put their best defenders on the court, which was Anthony Bowie and Donald Royland and those guys and say, hey, let me play with those guys and then see how it goes. I just wanted another shot at coming down because I really wanted to be in Orlando and I really wanted to be with Shaq. And they allowed me to come back down. They orchestrated a workout at a church. I can't remember the name of the church, but they had about maybe seven or eight players, maybe five or six were Magic players, and one of the players was Anthony Bowie. And he was like the guy that they put on Michael Jordan and
the
top scorers around the league. And he guarded me the entire time. And I knew if I could, you know, dominate him, that would give me a better chance to be on the team. And that's what I did. I didn't leave anything for questioning. I just played as hard as I could, and I created plays for teammates. I scored. I defended. I blocked shots. I did everything, and I thought that I had left a lasting impression on them to be drafted. And then I went back to tell, and I told Shaq, man, I just killed the workout. There's no way that I'm not going to be in Orlando. So I just wanted to let you know that I did what I was supposed to do. I went down, and I gave a great showing, and hopefully they'll pick me. And then that's when Shaq went to work.
That is fantastic. So he started working things from the inside, but now the first pick is made and it's not you. It's Chris Webber. Did you know something was in the works? How soon after did you know you were headed to Orlando?
Yeah, you know, it was so funny. When I got to Detroit, our draft was at the Palace in Detroit. Greg Warmoth.
Sure.
The news anchor, the guy that, I don't know what channel he was from or whatever. He came up to me and said, I'm hearing that if Chris Webber gets picked first and you get picked third, you're going to get traded for him. And I believed that because I felt like I had given a good enough showing. And when I got picked third, I knew I wasn't going to Golden State. I knew I was going to go to Orlando. And when that happened, I was overjoyed.
So now with the conversations with Shaq, what were those like behind the scenes when you're saying you want to come here and he's saying that we got to have Penny Hardaway in Orlando?
Well, what happened was while we were doing the movie Blue Chips, our director allowed us to play like real basketball. Nothing was scripted.
Right.
The only thing that was scripted was the lob play that I threw to Shaq at the end of the movie to win the game in the movie. But everything else was real basketball. And I'm smart enough to understand that if I want to be in Orlando, I got to keep the big fella happy. So every play, I gave him the ball. I never shot the ball. I figured out a way to get him the ball almost every time to try to sell him on, hey, man, I really need this kid. And then the late, great Pete Newell, who was living at the time, was telling Shaq, you need a guard that wants to take care of you, and you need to get this kid to come and play with you. So I had it working at all angles to try to get to Orlando.
You sure did. Speaking with the great Penny Hardaway today, going into the Magic Hall of Fame. Well, why Shaq? Why Orlando? Why were you pressing so hard to get here? And I know everyone in Central Florida is glad that you were.
Well, I looked at the Magic and Kareem situation in L.A. You know, me being a 6'7" point guard, him being a dominant big man, I've seen that in the past that you've won championships with a dominant point guard and a dominant big man. So I wanted to be a part of that. And then I knew Shaq would make my life so much easier. I've always wanted to play with him. I played with him in when I was in college. They had a summer games at the University of Minnesota, and Shaq and I were on the same team, and we gelled really well. So, you know, I was like, I want to play with him on the next level. And when I had an opportunity to, I just didn't leave any stone unturned to try to give my pitches on why I needed to be with him in Orlando.
Hang in there, Penny. We got a lot more with you going into the Magic Hall of Fame. We'll be back in a moment. Magic fans, our friends at Chase are here to help your weekends become pure magic. During the 2016-17 season, use your Chase card at the Magic Team Store at Amway Center to purchase $100 or more of Magic merchandise and receive an exclusive 16-ounce corksicle canteen courtesy of Chase. Each day has a different themed corksicle, so be sure to collect them all. More with Penny Hardaway when we return to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Orlando Magic fans, get ready for an Eastern Conference showdown. Dwayne Wade and the Chicago Bulls visit Amway Center on Tuesday, January 24th, tipping off at 7 p.m.
Over to 48, open for three. Got it to go.
Wow. 5-point turn by Fournier.
Don't miss out on a night of pure thrills, pure power, and pure magic. Buy your tickets for the Magic and Bulls matchup now at OrlandoMagic.com.
Bowie guarding Pippen, the inbound throwing man. Pippen gives it to Kukoc. Kukoc spins on Anderson. He fumbled the ball. Penny picks it up. Hardaway driving. Hardaway dunks it. 7/10 of a second left. Hardaway dips the ball. The Magic lead 105-103. Tony Kukoc fumbled the basketball. Hardaway picked it up, looked up at the clock, rolls down the floor, and Evan at home. This crowd is going crazy. The Bulls are stunned at the arena.
Ooh, so many great memories with Penny Hardaway, number one. Back in Orlando, inducted into the Magic Hall of Fame here today. Magic fans looking for tickets to home games this season? Visit participating Central Florida area Kia dealers now through March 13th. Test drive any new Kia vehicle and receive two tickets to an Orlando Magic home game. Offer is only good while supplies last, so head to a dealership today. Visit orlandomagic.com/Kia for full details and conditions. Speaking with Penny Hardaway today, going into the Magic Hall of Fame. I came to Orlando, started working with the Magic your last year here in Central Florida. Had the privilege of getting to work with you your last year. But everybody tells me about the travel, Penny, especially Jeff Turner. Well, you guys were rock stars. You and Shaq, every city you went to. Can you let us know what travel was like and what the scene was like when you'd go to these different cities?
It was incredible. You know, they called the Miami Heat the Heatles. Because right. of LeBron, Chris Bosh, and D-Wade. I mean, that's who we were before anybody was getting these huge crowds. We'd show up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be 50 people out outside waiting on us to sign autographs. And then we'd get up the next morning, there'd be 150 to 200 people outside with pictures, magazines, and sneakers. And it was amazing everywhere we went. No matter what time, we knew we were going to have a crowd at our hotel.
That is fantastic. The run to the finals, Penny, I know it didn't end how you wanted to, and I know a thousand things could have gone differently. You get game one. Who knows? Maybe it's a completely different series, but what will you always take away from that trip to the finals, and what do you think of when you think of that 94-95 finals?
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, it's always heartbreaking just to even watch when they reshow it on TV or if someone mentions it, because to me, that was our championship. I mean, we owned the Rockets that year. We beat them home at our place and at their place handedly. We had a huge lead on them in game one, and we just let it slip away. So that will always be that finals that, hey, man, we let that slip away. That was ours that was our ring. That was our championship. And on the flip side, the good things that I take from that was the run. The run itself, getting to that point. Right. Like I said, we shut down Boston Garden. We beat a Bulls team that where Michael Jordan had come back out of retirement. So we did some amazing things in a really good Indiana team with Reggie Miller in his prime. So we did some amazing things getting to that point. We didn't finish it off, but we had a great run.
Penny, I think when you come here today, it's going to be a great reception, first of all. It was a couple of years ago when you came back, and I know people are going to be excited to see you in the building here today. We're going to love this. We'd love to see you as often as you want to come. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, when I first retired, I didn't really know what to think because I wasn't in communication with the Magic. You know, the Magic, everybody knows that my best basketball was with the Magic, and I'm recognized for being an Orlando Magic player. You know, no matter what sure. other teams I played on, they're always going to identify me with the Magic. And, you know, I'm just thrilled to be, you know, be able to come back, to be at the arena. It started with the All-Star game a few years back. You know, I came back and kind of got used to being around.
Right.
And then a couple years ago, during the 25th anniversary, and then now coming back in the Hall of Fame. So, man, yeah, I'm going to have to make more trips around, man, because I do miss Orlando. I miss the fans. I miss the people who were a part of that great run that we had back in the day. And I want to start coming around more. So this definitely helps me, get the confidence to start coming back around more and seeing everybody here in Orlando.
And Penny, I know it didn't end how you wanted to, but do you think back about the support and how loved you were during that time here in Central Florida and all the support that you got? I always hear about how rocking that arena was every time you guys were unbeatable at home.
Oh yeah, I mean it just. Like I was telling a friend of mine when I got off the airplane, it's always emotional for me to come back because there were so many great memories. It's emotional because we didn't win that championship for the fans. We didn't win that championship for Orlando. And I don't see a championship banner, you know, inside of the arena. And that bothers me because I felt like we should have put one up there. But, man, it feels good every time I come back here. And, you know, like I said, I'm just looking forward to tonight, and I'll have to come back more.
Well, we'd love to have you. Penny, I'd be remiss. One last thing, if I didn't mention, for those that haven't seen, look at what Penny Hardaway is doing as a high school coach. Okay, Memphis East, what, top five in the country? Are you third?
Yes.
You beat Montverde. You might even be up to second, right? You beat Montverde a couple of times. Unbelievable what the job that you're doing. You're now on the national scene. How much fun is this still for you? You have a group of seniors that you've had since Lester Middle School. Just let us know how much you're enjoying coaching, and you guys are really good, Penny.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate it. You know, Montverde is like the they're the bar for a team like my team. So it wasn't hard for my guys to get up. Yeah, it was tough because Montverde, you know, their history is they win national championships.
Sure,
they've been like the best team in the country for like the last 6 out of 9 years or whatever, with Ben Simmons, D'Angelo Russell, and guys of that nature. So with me going back to coach, I set a national schedule for my team to be able to compete against those type of teams. And I've been enjoying teaching. I've been enjoying trying to get these kids on a level to where they can go to college and get a free education. And, man, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I am. I don't know what's next after this, but right now I'm really enjoying the high school level of basketball and teaching. And to be ranked nationally on top of it is just a cherry on top.
Well, continue the great run. We're all following you and cheering you on here from Central Florida. We hope you go on to do big things and continue to have success on the national scene. And let me just say it again. Welcome back, Penny. It's a long overdue, well-deserved honor having you in the Magic Hall of Fame. And great to have you here tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to be back. Can't wait until tonight.
You got it. Thanks so much, Penny. We'll see you.
All right, thanks.
Penny Hardaway. One of the best to ever put on that Magic uniform, and he'll be inducted into the Magic Hall of Fame, deservingly so. Shaquille O'Neal last year and Penny Hardaway this year, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a tremendous atmosphere in the building, and again, you're going to get to hear, as JT calls it, story time with Penny during the second quarter of the telecast on Fox Sports Florida. You don't want to miss that. They'll have a great time. Taking a stroll down memory lane. David Steele is back. Obviously, David Steele called every one of Penny Hardaway's baskets. So the two of them chatting with Penny is going to be can't miss entertainment. And, of course, we'll have them live on the Magic Radio Network as well. So anytime we get a chance to talk to Penny Hardaway, we are doing it. And, folks, it's going to be a tremendous reception here inside the building. I believe it's happening at the end of the first quarter where he'll be recognized by the fans. It is a sold-out basketball game, if that tells you anything about the love for Penny Hardaway here in Central Florida. We have sold out tonight's contest against the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody ready to show their love and affection for number one going in to the Magic Hall of Fame. That's going to do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Special thanks to Penny Hardaway. Special thanks to Aaron Berlin, our producer. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday.